Tunes of Tire from the week. So Pasuk says in the Pasha, V'yitzchak ba miboi be'er l'chai roi. Yitzchak was coming from this place called Be'er l'chai roi. And it says, V'yitze Yitzchak l'tzuach basad l'fnei sarif. And that's when he was misaking Chazal say, V'tzuach mincha. So the Gemara Brachas tells us that there's an inyan to misay mechtar l'tfila. You go from Torah to tfila and tfila to Torah. So perhaps the pshat is, V'yitzchak ba miboi be'er l'chai roi, that he was there learning Torah. And then afterwards he came to this place to daven mincha. So he's being saimech Torah to tefillah. So the pasuk which says, Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basad lifnais arev. So we know that he was davening mincha. But what was he davening? So the chor of the pshat, the way you read the pasuk is like this. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basad. The Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. What was he davening for? Lifnais arev. That's what he davened. Arev is like the darkness, the evening. Lifnais arev means to make a vacuum, to drive away the erev in the world. That it should be megal of the biker shel Avram, and that the erev should also be like a biker. So when Eliezer, when he comes to the house of Lavan, and the very first words that Lavan says to Eliezer is, "Boy Baruch Hashem, Anoichi Pinisi Habayis." It means that I cleared the house for you from all the avodah zaras. So Chazal say that a malach came, the Zayah says, a malach came and put those words in his mouth. He didn't really mean to say that. Boy Baruch Hashem Anechi Penis Yabayis. A malach came and put it in his mouth. When he came back and he saw Yitzchak was davening Mincha, and he was davening Lifnais Erev, so he realized in Mafreya that the reason why he was Masliach was not because of his own efforts or Avram's efforts. It was because Yitzchak was davening. And from the fact that Yitzchak was davening, and his tefillah was that Hashem, he should be lifnois erev, so that's, he realized that's why a malach came and put those words into his mouth. Anoichi pinisi habayis. That because he was davening lifnois erev, which means to take away all the avodah zarah in the world, so that's why Lavan, when he came, he said, Baruch Hashem, anoichi pinisi habayis. So he realized that everything was because of Yitzchak's tefillah, that's why he was matziach. That's why it says, "Vayisaper ha'evel liYitzchak as kol hadvarim asher asa." The pasuk says that Eliezer told Yitzchak everything which he did. So pashut shan the pasuk means that he told everything which he did, which Eliezer did. But there's a way to read the pasuk like this. No, "Vayisaper ha'evel liYitzchak as kol hadvarim asher asa." He told him everything which he did. Now that he realized that everything which he had atzlacha was is because this guy Yitzchak was davening. So that's why he said, "I'll tell you everything which you did." So Chazal say, "Have yizeher b'tfilas mincha." You have to be very careful with tfilas mincha, because Eliyahu was only answered by tfilas mincha against the Nevi Abal. What's interesting is that the whole concept of Nevi Abal is again it's a macham against the avodah zarah next. And here, Yitzchak was davening mincha, and he was able to be matziach that he should clear out all the avodah zarahs in the house of Lavan, so that Eliezer should be able to come in to bring the kedusha into the place of the tumah. So it could be that being that Eliyahu was answered by Tfilas Mincha, and Eliyahu therefore has reached the very first Tfilas Mincha, which is the Mincha of Yitzchak. Otherwise, why would Eliyahu have such a keshet to Tfilas Mincha over all the other ones? So it could be that the pshat is like this. That the pasuk says that Eliezer, when he was traveling down to the house of Laman, that Avram sent a malach. It says, "Hu yishlach malach lefanecha." I'll send out a malach for you. So the question, of course, is, which malach did he send down? So there's a remez, and I later saw this, the Rosh Hashanah says this also. If you take the Rashi Tevos of who yishlach malach lefanecha, who is a hey, yishlach is a yod, malach is a mem, lefanecha is a lamed, spells mila. What that means is that Avram took the malach which is created from the mitzvah of mila, and he sent that down with Eliezer. And the word is because he needed to separate Rivka from Lavan. That's called a bris mila. You have to separate the kedusha from the arla. So since he needed a maisa mila to go down to extract Rivka from the klipa, so he needed to send down the malach of mila. That's why he told him to hold by the yerech. He says he took the yerech of Avram, which is the makom mila, not mamish the makom mila, but his yerech, the side is, and then he swore him by the malach by the mitzvah of mila, and that's the malach which went down. Now who is the malach of mila? The Anavi. So it could be that Elyon Avi was the Malach which was sent down to go down to the house of Lavan to take out Rivka. There's a remnant to this. Because the Pasuk says, Vayoyma Eli, Hashem, Elokei Hashemayim, Avram says, Yishlach Malacho Itcha. So the words Eli Hashem, it says Vayoymer Eli Hashem, those letters are the Eusios Elio. And then it goes on to say, Hu Yishlach Malacho. Right, there's a remnant right from the very first words, Vayoymer Eli Hashem, those are the letters of Elyon Avi, right there. And then he says, Vayoymer Eleha Haselchi. So Eliezer says, Haselchi, will you go? So even the words, Vayoymeru Eleha, are the letters Vayoymer Elio. As if to say that the Malach which went down with him was also saying to her, will you come? Because that's why he was sent. He was sent in order to force her that Rivka should have no choice but to come. That was the whole secret of the Malach. The reason why Malach was sent down is because he didn't trust Eliezer that he had enough Kedusha to make sure that Rivka would have to listen, that the girl would have to listen. By sending down the Malach Abris, which is Elio, Elio has a way of forcing you to do the Ratzon Hashem. So he sent on Elio in order to make sure that just like he was able to force the Nevi'ah Ebal to say Hashem Holokim, so he was able to force Rivka to be masking to come back to find his Yivuk, which was Yitzchak. So the remnant that says Vayetze Yitzchak, like we said before, Latsuach Masada, it says Vayitzchak Ba Miboy Be'er Lachayroi. Right? Ba Miboy is Gematria Eliyahu. In order to make it better, it goes like this. It says, where was he coming from? So Chazal say he was coming from Har HaMariah. What's Shaykh is Har HaMariah? Har HaMariah is the place of the Akedah. So what does the Akedah have to do with Eliyahu Nabi? So Yaakov Ruveni quotes Asam Amaros, which says like this. Eliyahu, yeah? It says that Avraham Avinu, after he was told not to shech Yitzchak, he didn't know what to do. So it says an aisle came. So one version of Chazal was that the aisle was running towards him and that Satan had them all chained up. And then it broke free and it came. Some of us says that Eliyahu was the one who brought the aisle to Yitzchak. It's also interesting. Hinei aisle, right, is the same letters as Hein Eliyahu. So what's interesting is that in the same way that over here that Eliyahu was the one who brought the aisle to Avraham out of the hands of the Satan, so too, Eliyahu was sent in order to take out Rivka from the hands of Lavan. I'll just point out parenthetically.
That's what I'm saying. So Eliyahu was the Malach who put the words into Lavan's mouth.
I mean, right,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
That was the Malach that Avraham sent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lavan also sounds like Navi Baal. Sounds like a
yeah,
little bit.
That's the.
Malville. Yeah, Malville. Yeah,
it could be. I'll just point out parenthetically that the Sefer HaPliya says something very interesting. He says that the Azer, that the famous belt of Eliyahu Hanavi, he says, where does it come from? So he was asked, where did he get it from? He says, I got it from the skin of the Isle of Yitzchak. Okay, another reference to him being at the Shas HaKedah that he was there. That is, if like, Avram brought it as the, but where he took the skin and he made that belt. So you see he has a Shaifas there. And he uses that belt to take revenge from the chatoim, from the people who sin against Hashem. He uses it to take revenge against them, which would make sense here. Why he used that in order to take revenge from B'sul and Lavan. B'sul was killed, right? He was mamish killed. Lavan also has suffered by losing his sister. Also parenthetically, the Rekeach and this week's parsha, he says that just like Eliyahu comes to cities to be mezavik each person according to his ma'asim, so too Eliyahu Hanavi goes in order to make shiduchim for people. And he forces them. And that's why Chazal say that if you take a woman who's not Yuzibog, Eliyahu comes and beats you up. Yeah. So you see that Eliyahu is the Malach of shiduchim also. So it makes sense according to the Rekeach that Eliyahu was the one who was sent down. However, he continues and he writes that it couldn't be that Eliyahu was the one who was sent by Avraham because Eliyahu was not yet in the world. It's not Shea Kasha, you can answer that Kasha because the Chidah says, the Chazal say, Pinchas hu Elio. Pinchas is Elio. He asked the Kasha, should say Elio hu Pinchas, because Elio lived after Pinchas. So he says, no. He says, really, Elio was a Malach all along. It's just that Pinchas was able to become that Malach called Elio. So really, you're the Obus from the beginning of the beer, he says.
It was by Avraham Avinu, by the aisle.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, very, very good. Yeah, it was by the aisle, apparently, also. Yeah, according to Sarah Marcus, for sure there. So it's not a kashas. Even though the Rekeach was the one who says that Elio is the Malach for Shiduchim also, and that would make perfect sense why he's the one involved over here, but he says the Quentin Elio. That's the kashas. No. He was there. That's why it says that Yitzchak was coming from Har Maria, which is where Elio was, and from there, that's why he says it is Yitzchak. Yeah. Either way, of course. So that's why, if you go back to the what we have over here before, who yishlach malachu lefanecha v'lakachta isha, yeah, right over there. So if you take the Rashi Tevos, who, hey, yishlach, okay, we'll skip the word malachu because it's referring to the malach we're talking about here. But again, who yishlach is a hey and a yod, lefanecha, lamid, v'lakachta, vav, isha. Rashi Tevos Eliyahu. So mamish right there. It's other than the word malacho, you have a reference to Eliyahu, mamish, in the word itself, in the words itself. So according to this, you could say as follows. You could say that really this all was happening on Moitzei Shabbos. It's Moitzei Shabbos. It was Malav Malacha also. And because it says that right beforehand, it says that Avraham was zokin Baba Yamin, Hashem Beirach is Avraham Bako. Avraham is called Baba Yamin, right? So Tanav Eliyahu, we'll see in a moment, says that he had days which are mamash Adam Havadik days. So Adam Havadik days b'chin of Shabbos. Yom Shukud Shabbos in Nochai Elamim. That's why it's called Baba Yamim, that he was very rich in his days, in Shabbostik days. So the word Beirach is Gematria Shabbos, because the Chav Sofis is Gematria 500. So Beirach is 500. Es Avim Bakol is also Gematria Shabbos. Bakol is Gematria Eliyahu. You see a reference to Shabbos. And right after that, it goes into the whole parasha of Eliezer, which means it's Bechin of Maitzei Shabbos. And that's why he sent on a Malach to be Malavahim, that's called Malav Malka. He sent on Eliyahu from Maitzei Shabbos to go down, in order to bring out Rivka. That's the Bechin of Maitzei Shabbos. So it could be that the whole thing took place on Maitzei Shabbos. So it says over here, I came to the place called the Ayin, to the well. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, that this is where we find Kvitzas HaDerech, and he says that the shame for Kvitzas HaDerech is from the Rashi Tevos for Avo Hayoyim El Ha'ayin. It's a Vav and an Aleph and two Hays. It's a shame called the shame of Das. Aleph K, Vav K. It says that's the shame for Kvitzas HaDerech. So if you're ever in a situation where you need Kvitzas HaDerech, just be machaving the shame and you'll have Kvitzas HaDerech. So if you
Pete
take...
Ways.
Huh?
Pete's Ways.
So if you take this shame, Aleph Kei Vav Kei, which is the shame of Kvitzas HaDerech, so we do b'miloi, it's Gematria Malach Eliyahu. Malach Eliyahu. So first of all, Hayoim El is the letters Eliyahu Mal, which is Eliyahu's Malach Amila. And the word V'omar is a Revi. You know the trap that's a Revi, which goes down like that? So it's a remes. The Gemara says that Eliyahu travels around the world very quickly. He has Kvitzas HaDerech. It's called Eliyahu Be'arba. And get around the world in four swoops. So it could be that the reason why he had Kvitzas HaDerech was because since he was using Eliyahu Navi, and Eliyahu Navi always has Kvitzas HaDerech, he gets around in four swoops, so that's why it's a remez, Vavoyo La'ayin Hao, Revi, that I used Eliyahu, because Eliyahu is Ba'arba. Eliyahu is also Ba'arba because it's the fourth Suda of Shabbos, is Malav Malka. So Eliyahu Ba'arba also means that by fours, which is the fourth Suda, that's why you find Eliyahu Navi. That's why it's called Eliyahu HaTishbi. Tishbi is a lashon of tshuva, to return, because he's the malach, which is heishiv levavos avanim lebanim alavaisam. Right? So here too, since he was trying to bring a shidduch for his son, so that's why Eliezer has a half a meaning. He says, ha-hashev ashev is bincha. Right? If I can't find a zivak, should I bring your son over there? Ha-hashev ashev is bincha. That's b'chinav heishiv levavos avanim. What's interesting is called Hagiladi also, and we know that Lavan is called, Lavan makes a whole wall, which is called Galid, which is the source of Giladi. So since Elio has the encounter with Lavan for the very first time, and he's the one who overcomes Lavan, so that has a Shaykhis. So Lavan was called, he made a Galid, so Elio has a Kayach called Lavan Hagiladi to overcome the Klipa of Lavan. That's the story about Elio. Just a few mices. The Belzer Rebbe is your sites today. The Yitzchak of Belzer. It's very interesting. It says over here in the Sefer that during his lifetime he said that it's a big Indian that a chassid should be by his Rebbe on Shabbos Parshas Chayisar. Interesting, because this is the first Shabbos that the Rebbe's away. But he says, it's a big thing to be by your Rebbe on Parshas Chayisar. So many, many years later, they realized that he passed away on Shabbos Chayisar. Right? And many Hasidim came to be with him that Shabbos. To be with him for that Shabbos. His very last Shabbos before he passed away. So they only realized many years later what he meant, that it's a big inyan to be by a Rebbe in Parshas Chayisar, because he passed away shortly after that Shabbos. But all the Chassidim came from that Shabbos. One of the big inyanim which Mr. Belzer Rebbe had was to defend the Minhagim of Klai Yisrael. He was very big into the Minhagim of Klai Yisrael. The Samar Rebbe called him a real man of Yisrael. A real man of Yisrael. So one of the things which he said, somebody once came to him, and it was like a big ride there for him. He says, why is it that the chassidim go to the mikveh every single day? Where does it say that you go to the mikveh every single day? So he said like this. He says, anybody who asks questions like this about minhagim of Klai Yisrael, he's an apikoros. He says, but I'll tell you the reason anyways. So it says in Magen Avraham, Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, in the name of the Maharil, that the reason why you go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur is because tshuva needs tefillah b'mikveh. Since Chazal say that you have to do tshuva the day before you die, and you don't know which day you're going to die, you really have to go to the mikveh every day. He was a big landman. So he said one time there was a certain zakin of Chassidi Belz that at the time that the Belz was taking tefillah, and he heard that there was a person who was complaining about his son that he doesn't want to wear a bekesher, and he was already a bar mitzvah boy, he should be wearing because he's wearing a bekesher. So the Belz Rebbe told him like this. He says, the Shlosh says that the levush, that what you wear is good for your guf. And a guf is also good levush for your neshama. So he says, if the levush, which you wear on your body, is a good levush, it's good for the guf. And therefore, your guf will be a good guf for your neshama. And he turned to the child and he said to him, that it's very good to go with a bekasha. He says, it's a malbush yofa. It's a very good malbush. Why wouldn't you want to wear a bekasha? That's what he said. It's a big Musaf Haskell for us. I told you that the Rebbe from Shischa says that the way that Chassidim wear, the way that they go, someone says, how did the Avram Avinu go around? He said, how did Avram go around? Just like you and I go around, Avram Avinu goes around. He said, he wear kapata and the bekasha and the white socks, the whole thing. He says it's not, he didn't go around wearing Middle Eastern clothes. He says it's not a matter of culture. He says that the Levushim with the Tzaddikim bar are Yiddish clothes. This is the Avos HaKadoshim were walking around in Middle Eastern, you know, in Middle Eastern part of the world, Mamish, which the full garb of the Chassidim. So the Bim said. So if you, don't be surprised if Mashiach comes and everybody's wearing like the Vusha Chassidim, don't be surprised. As if like, you know, why are we all dressing like Chassidim? It's Yiddish clothes, not Chassidish clothes. That's as I said.
Oh, where Alex said. He's too funny. Can I just read what Alex said? I said to him, Rebbe, we were all gathered together at Jeremy's house waiting for your holiness. He responded, I'm not a holy tzaddik, just a simple yid. I'm out of family simple, but I'll stop by.
Thanks.
But I respond to that, he is a holy yid. Okay.
One last thing. So the Belz Rebbe said, he says that once, so in Chassid, he said, I was walking once with the Belz Rebbe, and he says that my payas were behind my ears and couldn't be seen. So the Belz Rebbe gave him Musa. He says, this is not the way that a yid goes. And he took his payas and he put him out of his ears. So the father of this yid said, listen, Rebbe, we were just traveling on a caravan and there were lots of soldiers which were there. We were afraid that if they see the payas, then maybe they're going to cause us agmas nefesh, they're going to beat us up. We didn't know what to do. So the Rebbe said, Adrabo. He said, when you take your payas out, they become afraid of you.
Payas. That's a reference to Tzvim.
Yeah, they're saying it's a reference to Payas. You know what the Ben Yehoyada says? The Ben Yehoyada says, the Gemara says about Mordechai Tzadik, that Gemara says he was nicker bin Yimusav, that he had certain mannerisms which everybody knew him by. So Ben Yehoyada says that what they knew him by was he had the longest payas in the tzibar, that his payas went down all the way down to like his feet. So anywhere you walked, you knew who Mordechai HaTzadik was. So he had a meaning, his payas were very, very long. So he says, so you see that he used the Koyach of payas, plus it to be Moskav or Abraham. Yeah.
All the breasts of Yidden had their payas just popping out. There's no
gruel.
Yeah. One last story here with him, he says that he was very mocked that the chassidim should go with the shraimel and cholamayit. With like the shraimel. So he says, one time a Yid was saved from a chi of karis by wearing a shraimel. So what happened? So this is the Maisa. He says that there was a Yid that he used to do business with a certain pirates in town. He says, one time on Chol HaMoed, it was Pesach, and he went with his shraimel on Chol HaMoed, and he was sitting doing business with this guy, and he took off his shraimel. And he got so involved in the cheshbonis, he says that this pirate said he passed him a cup of beer. Passed him some beer to drink. And he was so deep in his cheshbonis, he said he forgot that it was Pesach. He picked up the cup, he was about to drink it. And then he remembered that he had to make a bracha. So some chassidim, the machmen, they don't make any brachas without putting on their hat. So he reached for his shtreimel, and he put on his shtreimel, he was about to make a bracha, and then he realized that it was Pesach, and he was about to drink chametz. So he says, you see how chashuv it is for a shtreimel? Save a Jew from being chayav chayav chayav. Okay, we'll still see you again, Elena. This one thing here, just from it says over here, there are some people that they live in this world, Shalai B'Tzah V'Shalai B'Yitzahara. That that city can have it in this world, like Meina Lamaba. One of them is Avram Avinu. Yitzchak Yaakov Yaibitz and Yisrei. Because it says, V'Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim Hashem Birech Es Avram Akoyal. That's what he says. He says that until Avram came along, it says, Libavtini Achrei Sikala, Achas Meinayich. That it's like, he says, like Hashem says, I only had one eye on the world. But as soon as Avram came along, I had two eyes in the world. Because it says, "Kishiyavoyu, banav lidichavilois shal Torah mitzvahs." Because he brings Klai Yisrael to do a lot of Torah mitzvahs.